Okay.
It's where we have,
oh,
it's where we have a memory.
Berries or whatever they're called.
Yeah, dude, the wine berries.
The wine berries.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that we time. Would, do you want to tell the story?
The wine
yeah,
berries.
We would.
Back in the day.
This was when you'd come to. I don't think we did that up there.
No.
This
no.
is when you.
This
Lily
was a
would,
Yorktown activity.
Lily would come to my house for like a little bit over the summer, and we would just walk around my neighborhood or the lake area. And we would pick wine berries, which are like raspberries except smaller and a little more tart. Mm. And then we'd make like little pies and stuff out of them. Little cobbler
like cobblers.
Guys.
Oh, there's some cobblers.
Real
some
good.
Crisps.
Whoa.
It was a real good like? Summer activity. They're like raspberries except a little more tart.
They're better to cook with. Like,
that
imagine
really
like
good.
More
yeah,
rhubarb.
I mean, you want like
they're
a tart.
They're a little sour vibes. To snack on, but they're very good.
Yeah, that's. I feel like the things that are like really sour, like I feel like if you get like in a blackberry pie or something, some like nice... sour blackberries because
yeah.
then when it cooks
when it cooks,
gets
when it cooks,
it's like tart and sweet because it cooks mm. and all the sugars get caramelized.
I agree, it was a lot sweeter mm. in the tart.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to do that sometime soon. I don't know.
Let's go.
So did you February 8th the time
growing up as a Massachusetts kid.
Sorry though.
Did I pick berries as you're asking?
Did you,
not with that
what
attitude.
What were the berries that you saw? Were they little red berries?
What do you mean?
Were there little red raspberry looking guys?
Where?
Like,
I mean,
in
I don't,
the woods.
I don't really, I didn't really go in the woods.
I don't.
You didn't
I didn't
go in the woods.
I mean,
the woods
the,
aren't for
the
me.
Woods. There's no like real woods near my
okay.
house. I mean, there's like little tree, but on Martha's Vineyard, there's wild blueberries.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oof.
So were wineberries a thing up in Vermont, or did you? Like,
no,
they didn't exist. So I think it might be a
wild blackberries.
It might have been. It might be a little further because they're all over where I grew up.
Yeah,
so I don't know why. That's it's a very local. Distribution.
Or,
well, then, you know, blueberries are more Maine and, like, Topps Mountains, you know. Stuff likes where it likes.
You guys don't have, like, blackberries as annoying weeds?
Yeah,
where you live?
No, we do.
Oh,
we
sort of have that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know that. Yeah.
Some fellow Seattle.
Blackberries are just,
Seattleans.
Like, yeah, they're freaking all over the place.
Seattle's?
Seattle's.
New logo for the... Seattle super basketball franchise.
Yeah, exactly.
Two people in a bathtub holding hands.
The new hockey team.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of like satellites, like Seattleites. Like,
yeah. The satellites would be cool for a Seattle
team
name.
And they could be like,
no,
you could
probably
make
not.
like a cool satellite in space logo.
Seattle somethings.
Seattle satellites.
Seattle orcas.
The needle.
Huh? Seattle orcas?
Yeah. There's a lot of good Seattle, like I don't know, animals that could be...
The Seattle...
I mean, the Seahawks is pretty good. It's an osprey. Got a tattoo.
Do we want to do a live reading of a date with a presidential candidate?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Andrew Yang.
Wait, you have a date? So is this like...
So this
yeah,
is,
it's like
you're going on a date with Andrew Yang, wait, and is this is what happened.
I think I could quote. I think I could quote this.
Wait, don't... But... She should just say
it
and get it
Do you
right.
want to quote it and you just say it as I read it?
Yes.
Do you want to read it together? All right. Andrew Yang. He takes you to a restaurant opening and pays for dinner in Bitcoin. You bring him to a party where he doesn't know no one.
By the end of the night.
By the end, the room chants his name while
he does
a keg
stand.
That was like 90% accuracy. That was pretty good.
That was
pretty accurate, but it was incredibly painful.
Yeah, it made it way worse.
In my headphones, it really ruined it and made it suck.
Stop it. Anyway, there's some funny things on the internet.
Have you guys heard of it? It's called the internet.
They have these things called memes.
Did you see that
Donald
Trump today?
Yeah.
What did he? He blamed human trafficking entirely on the internet. He said, "If the internet,
we'll do that one later in the show."
That's a hot take.
Yeah.
Tune in later for more presidential dates.
Not keeping us on.
Lots of human trafficking.
Yeah.
No Bill Gates.
Okay, what were the songs? I'm curious about the songs we heard on that past set.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa, who, me?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. We
don't
had
forget
to
do this. Did you do this?
We had I did not. Thank you, Katie. This is
wow. And with very little time to spare.
Thank you. I mean, the last one we did at like 10:06, which wasn't great, but you know, at least we remembered. is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Freeform.
I think I'm allowed to say Medford.
And this is now the B&H Family Radio Show.
Oh.
We have.
This is actually the holding company, the trust fund radio show where we have a conglomerate of two radio shows.
Yeah, this is true.
In one.
This is a merger.
This is
an LLC.
This is a super PAC, I would say.
That's not what that is.
Anyways.
We're citizens and we are united.
Yeah, sure.
In radio.
We're a union.
We're going to have to log this as a political discussion. Alright, so we had McG.
Oh, yeah.
With I Know How You Get, and then we had One of Trace Point Never and Sandy Alex G with Babylon
together.
It's a One of Trace song covered by Sandy Alex G, and probably produced by him.
Yeah.
Then you had Catronata with Got It Good, and then you had Madhu Mokhtar with Ibitlan, and then
shout out North African music.
Shout out, and then
shout out Ian Goldstein,
Clarence Clarity. Now we're going way back to Scott's set pretty soon. Radiohead, Tori Moi, JPEG Mafia, Frank Ocean. We usually don't do this, read all the songs.
It's good though, right?
I don't know.
I think people might want to know. Going.
Do you like it? Call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636.
Scott, you want to talk about the 1975 and how much you love them?
I will, I guess. I love them. I've seen them live. They're good. I like their tunes. I've been listening to them nonstop, baby. Yeah. Them 80s pop. Ooh, tickles the eardrums.
And then also, some King Cruel also from the new record.
I like that one, that more tingles the eardrums, you know. Yeah. The raffles, the,
jingle jangles a little bit.
Yeah, the very
roughs them up.
Yeah. Just a little bit, like, ooh. Yeah. Jagged edges there, ooh. Sharp glass, ooh.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of sharp glass.
Huh. Want to talk about that? Let's talk about that.
Why not? Yeah, Scott, I got rear-ended for no reason, so that was stupid. In Scott's car. It was very sad. We had to go through some insurance nightmare stuff.
I was, and
it's not the most exciting story, but
it's so
I was just
exciting.
Sitting at a stop sign about to unstop. I was stopped and I was proceeding
unstop
to unstop.
Is one of the most gusts.
And then
words
I unstopped in a very abrupt manner when I was kicked into the intersection by another vehicle.
That's
and,
scary.
For a second, it's kind of weird. Dude, being rear-ended is weird because, like, for a second, you just have no idea, like, what is going on. And then you figure it out. But
pretty fast.
What?
This is your first time?
Yeah, I have never been.
Baby's first rear-ending.
Yeah.
That's strike one, Katie.
Yeah, we don't like that combination of words here.
But it was very funny.
That Honda Accord has seen a lot of business in the past year.
Yeah, Scott, it's got rear-ended.
Someone.
It was used to rear-end somebody.
It's used in a rear-ending.
By the rightful driver, though, which is a little different.
Yeah.
It was also,
I was the wrongful driver, so that made it a little more complicated.
Not really, though.
The gas stopped being able to open.
Yeah, that sucked. That was like my second date with Callie. That was like my second or third date.
I had to drive you. I remember.
I was at the Exxon Mobil
gas. Your dad had to pick you up.
No,
that's literally what happened. Dad had to go pick up.
Do I have a story?
I was at the ExxonMobil gas station and I couldn't open this gas thing, so I had to go home on like no gas and Luke had to pick me up and then drive over to my girlfriend Callie's place. Like, I think it was the third date. I think it might have been the third.
That's pretty awesome. She didn't care though.
She doesn't really care about much.
Yeah.
She doesn't care about much. But she in the best
in a good way.
Yeah. Singing,
absolutely.
Love you, babe. She might be listening, I don't know. But
call in if you're Callie Speroni. 855-905-WMFO.
Or just call
she's
Scott.
She's just going to text me like some random thing that
if
I said.
If you call in Speroni, I got a Peroni with your name on it.
Yep.
I'm so bad at Italian foods, but she. Is that the dessert? Is that dessert?
That's no, it's
a beer.
Are
you being infected?
Shucks. All right.
Okay.
Well, it's 11:09.
Well, so I guess Lily's. You want to sit in the chair? Okay, she's hovering over me.
I would just like to say to all of those audio listeners, which is everyone, be thankful that you're not in the room because I stank. I smell myself, and I don't smell good.
One of Scott, the Scottisms, where he just talks about how bad he smells.
I smell,
but he doesn't smell that
so
bad.
So bad.
Like, he doesn't even. I never smell
no,
him.
No, this
I've
sounds
never
cool.
Never once smelled you ever.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Think you smell.
Exactly. I smell terrible.
I believe
anyways,
that you smell
to
bad
tune.
To yourself, but it
you
doesn't radiate.
I out on.
Doesn't radiate.
All right. We're gonna all move right. into this
Lil
next
Yana.
Set of music.
Ooh, Lil Yana.
Starting off with a song yeah. that I've been into recently by Kilo K.
Can we get you rapping yeah. under Lil Yana? Like, we can make this anonymous.
Maybe in the future. All you right. never know.
All right.
Vas a encontrar a alguien mejor. Vas a encontrar a alguien mejor para vos. En el agua todo pesa menos, es verdad. Quiero flotar.
encontrar alguien mejor. Aunque yo quiero ser mejor para vos, vuelven las palabras como las es verdad. Quiero mirar como las promesas vienen y se van. A veces no salen bien. Quiero que te sientas mejor. Y es que yo quiero lo mejor para vos. Aunque a veces sea egoísta en el dolor y la ansiedad. para mejor soltar el peso de los dos. Y es que yo quiero ser mejor para mí, porque hace tiempo que estoy pensando en cambiar. Cambiar para mejor, ya lo sé. Las cosas van a estar bien, ya lo sé. Ya entendí que a veces esperar es la respuesta. Quiero flotar. Thank you.
red like a pounce upon a pico. Look at what the light did now. A berry like a bounce upon a pico. Look at what the light did now. Flow.
Land and water and bird are beast. Oh, look at what the light did now. Shiny little band of golden fleece. Oh, look at what the light did now. Look at what the light did now. Do 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 do
On your island, there's no weather warning, there's no sudden shower.
We're gonna hear that song later. But the songs you just heard were Nice Out by Kilo Kish, Vas a Encontrar Algo Mejor by Julio y Augusto y Jorge Serrano. That's my best Spanish accent. Tomorrow's Dust by Tame Impala, and then Weird Fishes are Arpeggi by Radiohead, which I played because I think that the opening chords sound very similar, except now I know that one's in the major key and one's in the minor. Mm-hmm. So, thanks
Benny.
Dropping the knowledge.
Thank you, guys.
And then we had Look at What the Light Did Now by Flo Morrissey, September by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and 2 plus 2 equals 5 by Radiohead.
Give me an amount of seconds. And I'm going to change the mood in that amount of seconds from now.
Three.
No, like a longer amount of seconds because I want other stuff to happen in between.
Okay. 115.
Oh, God. Okay. I see what's coming.
Cool.
Let's talk about fun things.
So I saw some candy. Don't y'all love candy?
I love when I saw it. Candy.
I saw it at CVS.
It was in a vending machine.
Yeah.
Across a glass wall. We did?
Well, we're trying to make it happy. We didn't buy it, but it's a happy story, guys.
I think you would consume it if it was a happy story.
Then when we consumed yep. M&M's.
M&M's, right? What's your favorite candy?
Like Kit Kats, probably.
Almond Joy, hands down.
Really?
That's a good one.
Snickers. I love Mounds.
Snickers.
You don't like the almond
hot
takes?
Wait, I wish they made dark chocolate Almond Joy.
We got other.
I don't know why they have to go from milk chocolate and almond to just dark chocolate.
They're mutually exclusive. You can't like dark chocolate and almonds. You just can't.
I find that hard to believe, Katie.
Dark chocolate.
No, I'm about to.
I'm not. No, we're just having a good time. We're talking about candy. There's no problems at all. No, everyone's happy. And
Yorks are good too.
Yeah, Yorks are good. Kit Kats are good.
Wow, we only call them peppermint patties in my house.
Oh, that's true. No, my.
I would have one with
Warhead. Yeah,
we have an opinion over here. Sour candies.
Yeah, they're good.
Chocolate candy.
I agree because chocolate candy, unless it's very high quality chocolate,
exactly. Chocolate
then it's like, what are you even doing?
But like with good, like a good Reese's or a Kit Kat.
Okay, those are good, but it's a different thing.
Why do y'all require work in your joy? You know, sour is like like sweet. Just, you know, and chocolate. Just give me that chocolate.
Sour Patch Watermelon. Talk about a great like extension of a. Product.
Another
that's even better than the original.
Like a sequel, exactly.
Yeah. Going off of that, something else really interesting is that 26-year-old Olivia Culbraith broke down in tears as she was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for her wrong way drunk driving crash that left 6 people dead, including her own sister and 3 generations of a family in another vehicle.
So dark.
I'm going to punish myself for the rest of my life, she sobbed to the judge. I want people to know I would die a million times over. I was so wrong, and I take full responsibility. Everyone in both vehicles, except for Culbraith, was killed in the horrific drunk driving collision, which catapulted wreckage across several lanes and reduced the SUV and Culbraith's car to disembodied wheels, axles, and twisted pieces of metal. The fun's over when you drink alcohol and then decide to drive, quite possibly forever. This has been a public service battle.
So like
Sour Patch
chocolate
Watermelon are a better product than regular Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, Sour Patch Watermelon? Good.
Yes, that's my one all sour right, candy I'll, go for.
I'll take that.
Have you guys ever had a Take
I'm
5?
I'm just a sweet tooth.
A Take 5 is
Gus
great.
Gus never had a Take 5.
I've never had a Take 5.
I've never had a Take 5. Are you kidding?
I don't take breaks.
What is it?
Picture this.
Okay.
I don't take breaks. I break Kit Kats.
A chocolate enclosing. There's some caramel, some pretzel.
Ooh. Yo,
that's a tight
something else. Can I make a suggestion?
Really good texture.
Can we make a quick convenience store run after the show to grab some
If you're driving. Yeah. Wait, what's in a Take 5? I was not paying attention.
It's a chocolate enclosing, and there's caramel and pretzel and maybe like a little. I'm gonna look up exactly so
nougat?
I don't, so I'm not false advertising.
Did I hear a nougat?
I don't know. That could not
I like
be.
Three Musketeers. I do.
Really?
Love
Yo,
the
they
nougat.
Make Reese's with dark chocolate now and like thinner ones too, so the proportions are good, and that's what I've been saying.
I had a really big Reese's. Cup yesterday. It was awesome.
Okay, excuse me. The 5 in the name refers to the combination of 5 ingredients: chocolate, peanuts, caramel, peanut butter, and pretzels.
Yeah,
this unique combination of ingredients earned Reese's Take 5 top honors in the 2019 LA Times Official Candy Bar Power Rankings, which exist apparently.
Power rankings. They did like
why are they
YouTube
power
tier
rankings
lists for candy.
Fascinating. Let's
S-tier.
Okay, talk amongst yourselves while I look into the power rankings.
Fruit by the foot. Fruit by the foot.
Can you read off the power ranking criteria?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Voice, please.
All right, the official, my ASMR voice or my NPR voice?
NPR. Similar. I got my tote bag
there's
ready.
There's subtle differences.
Okay, ready?
NPR it.
The official candy bar power rankings. It's June, which means that we have the longest day of the year. It's not June.
It's February. We have the shortest.
June, which means that we have the longest day of the year to look forward to this month. And after that, it's all downhill until we descend into complete darkness.
Wow.
This is amazing. You may occasionally wonder,
more of a July
what's
guy.
It all for? Is it possible to truly...
Katie's freaking out in laughter.
I shouldn't read this. Look at this.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, you don't
want to. I'm not going to read that on air.
What's up?
We're going to skip down. Number 1, Take 5.
This is about candy. Shut it down. We've got a winner. We already love Dave Brubeck's Take Five, the jazz piece in 5/4 time that is really, really hard to whistle. We've now got the unrelated Take Five candy bar. He manages to crack the candy bar code with the addition of pretzel. This is too long. Okay, rapper ranking is a 24. Number two, Butterfinger.
Thoughts on that? I love Butterfingers.
Yes.
No. Butterfingers approved. Are really
Get
good.
We're going to skip the bad captions. Number three.
Approved.
Any guesses?
Reese's.
No.
Snickers.
What? Your hint is we have not talked about it today.
How about
Milky Way?
Milky Way, but midnight. Milky Way, midnight.
No. No. 100 so grand.
Heath bar.
Think like
crunch.
Hot take. I do not know many people that like.
Is it not chocolate?
Twix.
It's salty.
It's salty.
That sounds
salty.
Good.
Salty. It's payday.
Oh, it's payday.
A rapper really ranking of 9.
Don't like payday.
Number 4. Gus just mentioned. Number Snickers. 4 is Snickers with a rapper ranking of 7. Yep.
No, it's just
Snickers
solid.
Is
it's just solid.
5
it's
is solid. Toblerone.
Oh, Toblerone!
Quality
snack.
I love
Toblerone, dude.
This is again from the Los Angeles
Wait,
Times,
did they change
the official
it to
candy
like,
bar
to
power
like
ranking.
Shades?
Okay, I think we should make
did
7
try, like,
guys. I think we should make our own power rankings of 574 physics office candy rankings.
I don't know the selection.
I don't think that's very applicable to anyone in this room except for you.
Okay, Olive knows what I'm talking about.
Ratings of Bromfield Pearson rooms.
70.
007, baby.
At number 5 is 007. Yes. What about Brownfield Pearson?
Who did these
Pearson
rankings? These are all
employees.
The worst ones, in my opinion.
Number 1, Scott Eric Einsiedler.
Wow.
Employee of
a
the
fiend
year.
With the label maker. Number 2, the label maker.
My boss
Bounty.
For employing me.
Fast.
Thank you, Sarah.
I would like to officially disagree with these power rankings.
Are you talking about the candies?
I just went through the 30 of them, yeah.
30 of them? Can I guess 30? Can I name 30 candy bars? Let's go.
There's a couple I haven't heard
all
of.
Right,
you have to guess
how much
each
time
one.
Did you take for you to do that?
He has to guess each one properly. Like, he has to get the right one going down the list, and then if he messes up, he has to restart.
And if I win, I get a new car.
This introduction is so bizarre.
No, you get a Toyota.
I'll replace my Honda Accord with another 2004 Honda Accord.
Wait, this is hilarious. This is just one guy ranking what he thinks about the taste and the attractiveness of the rapper.
That sounds
like
my
guy
to me.
Most attractive
also,
rappers.
Also, wait. For everybody, I was giving some of the rankings, but for everybody in the Matt studio Miller. Who would like to see the visual, they've created an X and Y axis.
Euclidean graph here. A little political compass.
If you'd like to see, here we have better taste, worse taste, better rapper, worse rapper. This is a good,
are you still taking
not
my class?
A good rapper.
We'll talk after.
Okay.
I mean, because I don't think anyone's interested in math 1, 2, 3.
I think the Hershey's rapper is kind of elegant, to be honest.
It's very elegant.
What? It's like that's the kind of like design you look for.
Why is this a good rapper?
That's a bad rapper. I don't know.
I don't agree.
What they are.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
This is one man.
Hershey's rapper.
Drunk on power.
Heath bar. Number 1. Heath bar number 1.
York. Yo. I like the York rapper.
It gets stuck in your teeth, but
that's fine.
Good shit.
That's fine.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Dude, Baby Roots are actually
strike two.
Are pretty
strike two
pretty
and
good.
Three.
Yeah. I honestly, I'm looking at all these rappers. I really do not have an opinion. I'm like looking at this. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I have no opinion. I don't know, man.
I didn't know that.
A Hershey's bar.
All right, we're going to continue this conversation off air while you guys listen to some cute tunes that Luke put on here and I put on here. So, yeah, I'll see you guys later.
On your island, there's no weather warning. There's no sudden showers. There's no certain powers, no. To carry you for aching.
Then you'll have it that way.
Welcome back. You've been listening to the B&H Family Radio Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. It's been a fun, full show today. Those last two songs you heard were The Color in Anything by Flo Morrissey and Out for the Night, which is a new-ish song by the Marías.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Any parting words?
Well, in review... What have we talked about?
We talked about
candy power rankings. We talked about drunk driving. We talked about... what else did we talk about? We talked about other stuff before. We had a long discussion about something.
The fact that you remember so... that much already. It's all a blur to me. These past 2 hours have just been a blur to me.
Just like the joy of...
I think it would be fun to challenge ourselves to do a full 2-hour podcast next time.
Let's do it.
Where we only talk.
I could do it.
I'd be down. I might get some complaints.
You gotta have stuff to talk about. I don't know if the general public would enjoy that.
I don't know if people like listening to us just like talk over each other the whole time.
I think we could, if we put some structure into it, it could be very interesting.
Let us know.
Honestly, the most...
Yeah, if we came with something to like talk about.
It's like a little structure. Just like 3 or 4 talking points.
The most fun that I've had as listening to WMFO has been listening to people talk on WMFO that are funny.
That's exactly. Like that baseball guy, there's... There's a lot of funny
roasting their friend who was in the studio about what he was wearing.
Alright, so
it was so good.
Next week tune in, we'll be back, but also stay tuned for the next show. So we'll see you guys later.